Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City Council meeting. The time is now 5:06, and the Finance Committee is called to order. Need acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held. There are none. Before we get started with the meeting, two announcements that I want to make. One is I've received a text from the council president, and he is tied up in a meeting at this time. He will try to get here as soon as he can. All right, so you all know. The other item, or the other announcement I want to make, is regarding the healthcare bid. We will not be hearing that this evening. We'll be holding that item. The actuaries, the parties who are doing the presentation are not going to be attending this evening, and I'm also waiting for additional information that I have requested. So just to let you all know that, we will be holding this until the meeting, the second meeting in May. That is May 20th. Item number 2009-280, Greenwich Yard Waste Program, found on page 1. Hello, Christy.
Good evening. Christy Moretti, Department of Public Works. The department is requesting to extend the expiration of the current contract with the Town of East Greenwich to accept their yard waste of $12.50 a ton up to $600 a ton per period to expire May 26, 2020.
Christy, when did this go out for bid last? What was the last time of the contract?
This is actually to my knowledge, it began as a 56-6 because it's strictly with the Town of East Greenwich. It's revenue generated for us to accept up to 600 ton. I think it was probably fiscal year 2009 or 2008, judging by the bid number.
So as of 2009, we have not gone up on that price that we're being paid of $12.50 a ton?
No.
Why is that?
I don't have any. That was the because it's, I would imagine, because it's a 612 every year and it's just an extension to the contract, that the contract terms haven't changed at all. It hasn't been renegotiated with East Greenwich or.
So we receive 600 tons of yard waste from the Town of East Greenwich.
Up to
600. So we'll use 600. And we say that's a revenue stream. So what is our expense associated with receiving that 600 tons?
It doesn't cost us anything. They get their trucks weighed. I believe in the Town of North Kingston, they use their weigh station. They come to with their slip to the compost facility, and that's where they dump it. So for us, it's, you know, we generate revenue there as well by selling wood chips, compost, that sort of thing.
But we don't have to lift a finger. We don't have to touch it. We don't have to load it in trucks or nothing. They come and dump it. That's it. We're done.
Their trucks or their however it gets, I would assume it's East Greenwich trucks they bring it to us. We don't have to do anything.
And then, excuse me, I'm sorry. Then you say we sell it?
Along with our own, yes, once it's, you know, all mixed and however they do that out there with the compost, yes, we do sell it.
Sure. Do you know, are there any other communities that do something similar to this?
Not to my knowledge.
And is there any particular reason why the city hasn't sat down with East Greenwich to renegotiate the fee that we're being paid for? 2009, it was like 10 years ago.
That's not something that I would specifically have an answer. Maybe the director could speak to that, or
Okay. And this is a one-year request?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
Quick question. You said that they load it up, they weigh it, and then they bring it to us, and we go on their word of what the weight is. I'm not saying they're... I'm just questioning this, the process.
We get a weigh slip. They bring the weigh slips to us that from the town of North Kingston must have a scale.
Oh, okay.
They bring the slips to us, so we know what the truck weighs empty, and then obviously we...
So they go from East Greenwich, to North Kingston, to Warwick.
Yes, they used to weigh at D'Ambra, but since they moved, they don't have that luxury anymore. So that's probably the next closest scale to them, I would imagine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was going to ask the exact same question that you answered. That it was still getting paid $12.50 a ton since 2009. So thank you.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. 2016-171, State of Rhode Island Software Government. It's found on page 6.
Good evening. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director.
Excuse me, Phil. Just 1 minute. Christy. I'm sorry, I did have one other question. Sorry. Christy, in looking at this contract or recommended contract between the city of Warwick and the town of East Greenwich, the document that we have in our binder has not been signed by any official from the town of East Greenwich.
No.
Why is that?
We needed to get approval from the city council prior to having anything executed.
Nothing gets executed until it's authorized by the city.
Correct. But we have to request permission from the council to enter into this contract for another year. So once we get the permission and it's approved by this council, the resolution signed by the mayor, we'll then send the contract to the town of East Greenwich. They'll sign it. Our mayor will sign it. And then it's completed.
Okay, so at the end of the day, this is going to be accepted as is by the mayor?
Yes, but okay. It has to have council approval prior to that.
In its content?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Phil?
Good evening. For the record, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This first request I have is under City Ordinance 612 to increase the existing bid 2016-171 by $102,751 for a new authorized total of $379,080.80. I would like to take the opportunity to remind everyone that this is a four-year expense total, so it's not all done in 1 year. This is off of the state's master price agreement, number 227, which runs through June 30th, 2020. I have the software listed there. It's all pretty standard software. We have Power PDF, which is just our PDF reader for $330. We have a three-year exchange server, so our email system throughout the entire city. The SolarWind products have to do with our network monitoring and control. And then Sophos is our security package that we use for web browsing security, defense, and email security. And this bid does, as I mentioned, expire on June 30th, 2020.
And Phil, is this replacing something that was in place before?
No, actually, it's a continuation. These services, they're just standard software that we use. And there are renewal prices for support and additional services that we need for, like, email security and things along those lines.
And why are you requesting a four-year extension?
I'm sorry?
Why are you requesting a four-year contract?
Oh, this isn't. These are the exchange server three-year. You get the pricing that way.
Okay.
And you buy it in three-year increments. The four-year total has just been running 1 year at a time. Most of these are 1 year They're marked on different dates they go through.
And this expires in June 2020?
Correct.
Okay. I thought I heard you say something about 4 years. So.
No.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Just state your name for the record, please.
Rob Cody, Ward 7. Councilman, first of all, I'd like to preface my comment by saying thank you for holding the item on the health care. That's helpful.
Thank you.
But I'm going to make this comment, which would be the comment that I would make at every one of the other expenditures that are before us tonight, including this one. I don't think that this council and that this committee should move favorable action on any of these expenditures at all. I think it's totally fiscally irresponsible to do so, because the fact of the matter is, as of tonight, we do not have a five-year projection on our financial status. We don't have a fiscal note. And more importantly, as of April 30th, we've missed the deadline for the second time for the city's audit to be produced to the general auditor of the state of Rhode Island. So there's no way that anybody here could quantify what our financial position is right now. You don't know how much money we have. We don't know the expenses, and this is a four-year bid. So I think it's totally improper.
This is not a four-year bid. He just testified to it. It's a one-year bid.
No, I thought he said it was a four-year bid.
It's going on
4 years. So
1 year.
I mean, having said that, even the fact of the matter is, we don't know our financial position. And the only financial position that's been put forth was put forth by former Councilman Cushman with great analysis, which shows us, like, we're in deep trouble. So how can we move forward on spending money when we don't have the necessary tools to see how much money we could spend? As a businessman, you know, it's just like writing a check and a checkbook that you don't know what the balance is. So I would say this for every one of the expenditures that are going before you tonight. I don't think anybody, any council member, should approve any of the expenditures until that data is produced by the taxpayers, because after all, we're the ones paying the bill. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I missed the beginning. Are we talking about the health care bid right now that you held?
No.
Okay. So can I ask a question about that?
No.
Because I just texted.
You can ask
city.
The question about the current bid, and if you want to stay until we get to that health care bid, you can ask
so
the question.
So even though you held it, that's what I wanted to ask,
I'm holding
Councilman.
It.
So the public can still ask questions on it
no,
tonight because
I'm holding
you posted
that bid.
It?
There is no one here to answer questions. We certainly don't have the information that we have required.
Right.
So you
sure.
can ask
but the public
and comment
doesn't know
everything
that, Councilman.
That you. What's that?
The public doesn't know that until we get here, and there are people that came here tonight prepared to ask questions.
I understand
and
that.
And it was posted. You so by law you have to post that publicly, the state and on the city.
Have to post what? First of all, you know what? Stop.
Okay.
Do you want to speak to this item that's on here right now?
I want to know for the public, before I sit around and waste my time tonight, I came here specifically to ask the questions on health care. I'd like to know now, please, if the public can ask the questions.
I spoke to this at the beginning of the meeting. I
okay.
told you it's going to be held. We're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
We are going to have a conversation on 2016-171. If you'd like to speak to that, I'll be more than happy to allow you to do so. I'm not speaking about something else that we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay, so when you get to it, this is what I need to know. For time purposes, okay, because I'm a taxpayer who came here tonight prepared to ask questions, so I'm asking you politely and to get a clear answer. From my understanding, taxpayers have the right to still ask the questions when you decide at the last minute to hold a bid. Are we going to be able to do that tonight?
Councilor, give me an opinion on that, please.
As far as the posting requirements under state law, it's been duly posted following anything that has to do with potential action or inaction. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that something would be done, but under the Open Meetings Act, you have to put forward advance notice of anything that could be acted upon, and that was, to my understanding, complied with appropriately through the clerk's office. As it pertains to speaking on something, Rule 20 of the council provides that you may be heard on a docketed resolution prior to passage. So while no action has been taken, we have not gotten to that item yet, and the committee has not made a formal decision. My understanding is the committee chair is presenting his intention, reflective of the administration and other pertinent folks are not here to present their matters. Rule 20 would still be complied with, provided that opportunity before any action is taken on it, which potentially could be at a later hearing date, testimony would certainly be in order prior to any formal action and decision made by this committee.
So, out of respect to the folks that did come here this evening for whatever items they came here to speak to, I announced at about 5:07 that for the reasons indicated, we would not be hearing that bill, and we would be holding it until the next meeting in May. So have I complied with the law?
You've complied with the Open Meeting Act, and you're complying with the rules of the committee by indicating that. I can read further about how you would refer someone to that committee at a later date, but it would still be complied with if people have an opportunity to be heard.
Okay. So the answer is we will be holding this until May 20th. We will not be taking testimony this evening. When we hear this with the proper people here who can address questions and concerns and answer questions and concerns, you certainly will have the opportunity to speak and say and ask questions for whatever you'd like.
So the public is just supposed to show up here? Excuse me, Councilman.
Yes.
So the public, the taxpayers, okay, when they expect to come before you, when we see something on a dock, we went through this before. We went through it at the police station. It just happened a few months ago. And it was ruled by the city council solicitor that even when you decide to hold a bid, that the public still has the right to ask questions about that bid. So we could be coming here the end of May, June, July. You could decide to hold a bid however long you want. You're inconveniencing the taxpayers. And that shouldn't be happening. If you have a bid on the docket, and just because you decided and the administration isn't here tonight, that's their problem. The taxpayers are here tonight to ask questions.
I didn't say the administration wasn't here.
You said the people from the administration aren't here tonight, or the people from the health care, whoever isn't here tonight. Okay, we're here. And we would still like to ask questions on that item.
There is no one here to answer the questions.
Is the finance the head of finance here? Isn't he supposed to be here? The head of the directors are supposed to be here.
We just heard from the solicitor.
Yeah.
And the answer is we will not be taking testimony on that this evening. Go ahead, Mr. Cody.
Councilman, if I could just bring some light on this. If you remember, we had the same situation over at the police department a few months ago. And this stemmed from 2 years ago when the city council solicitor, Mr. Harrington, actually made the decision under state law, if it goes on the docket, you do not have to answer questions, but as long as it's on the docket, the residents have a right to comment. You can't ask questions if there's people here. Now, if you remember, I challenged you on that when we were talking about the medical examinations, and you went to Mr. Harrington, and he gave you his recommendation according to state law, and then you also went to the council president, and it was upheld at that time, again, in accordance with the Open Meetings Act. If it makes the council agenda, people have the right to comment. They do not necessarily have the right to question you about the content of that, but it's been upheld twice. So and I don't have a dog in this fight either way. But I don't want to see a precedent being made now, because this was made before with Councilwoman Wilkinson, where she said, oh, we're going to hold this, no one can speak about it. That's a direct violation of the Open Meetings Act of the Rhode Island state law, and that has been upheld by Mr. Harrington twice and also by Councilman Marola. So I would suggest that if there are people here that want to comment on that and not get into a long diatribe or ask specific questions, let them comment on it and then be over with it. That's because the precedent was set at the police station about this item. And that's all I have to say.
Excuse me. Councilor.
I would just recommend that this would be more appropriate in the setting when the item is officially before us for any further conversation while we're currently on bid 2016-171.
I'm going to take the advice of City Council. So your suggestion is to move along the calendar when we get to that particular bid. Okay. 2016-171. Any other comments? That is found on page 6. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
2019-186, State of Rhode Island Computer Equipment, found on page 18.
Evening. This is a request to increase the monetary award on bid number 2019-186 by $53,130 for a new authorized total of $103,130. And this award would complete the approved budgeted hardware expenditures for the 2019 fiscal year. I'd like to comment on this one. This is this bid is a piggyback off of the state bid. And having some conversations about pricing and making sure that something that was done at the state level held true for the equipment that we were buying, we went out to four vendors and requested them to quote common equipment that we buy. Most of the stuff we buy right now is toward the project of Microsoft is no longer going to support Windows 7, and they're doing that by the January of next year. We have to replace it. I believe 70 some percent of our PCs are still running Windows 7. We have to move to Windows 10. So we have some fairly standard equipment. We did go out to four different vendors, asked them to quote on it. We got three responses back. All three were fairly close to each other, within, let's say, a few percent. However, it was good to find out that the vendor that we had been using off of the state bid did once again come in as the lowest price. So they once again, they held that position that they had done when they did the bid for the state. Going forward, we're going to look. For the fourth one, I had talked to Councilman Lattiser about going back to them and finding out why they didn't bid. Unfortunately,
excuse me 1 minute, Phil. Yep. I don't know who's having the conversation in the back of the chamber, but if you could take that conversation out into the hallway, please. Go ahead, Phil.
That fourth one, I have called. We sent them the same emails. We followed up with them the same way. I have called them now on two occasions and have not gotten a return phone call. I was able to get someone to answer the phone today, but they said that the person I needed to speak to was out of the office, would be back later, they would call me, and I did not hear back to them. My intention is to continue on, to push on that, only because it's a Warwick company, and I would love to see them at least get the opportunity to compete for the business.
So you did your due diligence. You kind of did your own search for who's got the best numbers, et cetera, et cetera. So what specifically are you requesting from us tonight?
Tonight I'd like to increase the existing bid by $53,130 so that we can continue on replacing those PCs that have to be replaced in a timely fashion so we don't get caught at the end of the year with Microsoft pulling support on their product.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Sir.
Roy Dempsey, Ward 1. The gentleman just expressed, I guess, the council has already looked at his proposed capital or computer purchases prior to this point, and that the council has bored in to what was required by this particular department. Is that correct?
It's not what I heard him say. Phil, would you address that?
Yeah, I believe I heard you say that the council has already looked at your requirements prior to this point as to what was going to be needed during the year. During the budget year, during last the budget presentation. But you're saying that there was at that point a presentation made to the council regarding proposed capital expenditures by your department?
I don't think these qualify as capital expenditures, but the budget amount was reported. Now, I wasn't there, I shouldn't speak to that, but I would report it as all budgets.
And neither were at least one of our colleagues. So this is the previous budget hearing you're speaking about, Roy? last year's budget hearing?
Well, I'm speaking
when that budget was approved.
Yeah, the budget that's been approved.
That was last year.
Right, that these particular items were in that budget.
Yeah.
Has there been a look because of the financial distress that the city's under? Has there been an additional look at these particular items to see that can we really bypass them for now? Do we really need them? And maybe has anyone taken another look at what's happening in this? Or is it just a matter of at one point when we know that particular numbers weren't accurate, that the council voted and approved the budget, which we obviously was wrong, and obviously the city is in financial distress since then, but we're approving items that were presented to you during a time when that information was not known. Don't you think the council would be better off taking an additional look at these before buying off and saying, yes, let's go at it? And this goes back to what someone came up previously, Mr. Cody, who came up and said, we don't have a plan going forward, but yet there's no reason why we can't do something currently with the items that we're seeing. And this is, I believe, one of them. I believe one of them that maybe you could take a second look at and not just say, and not just buy off on it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
State your name for the record, please.
My name is Jay Bongiovanni, and I represent the Warwick Financial Crisis Committee. We ask that you table this bid for another occasion when you're aware of what your projected revenues and expenditures are going to be. It doesn't make sense to me, sir, how this committee can approve funding for projects when you don't even know what our future is going to be. $55,000 more for a bid, and I'm saying to myself, what about the senior citizens? What about the senior citizens that are going to take a hit on their taxes? That $53,000 saved would mean a lot. Due diligence, please. Wait until we have 5-year projected forecasts for revenues and expenditures before you make decisions on spending more of our money. It doesn't make sense. If I'm told that my income is questionable, and I don't know what my income's going to be, but I know what my expenditures are going to be, what happens if I don't know either one of those? You don't. How do you make decisions like this? I ask that you table this until another occasion and put a moratorium on all additional spending until you have the due diligence afforded by a 5-year projected forecast. It only makes sense to a lot of people, and I don't understand why we can continue to make approvals for monies when we don't truly understand the crisis that we're in. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the public? Sir. Good evening.
How you doing?
State your name for the record, please.
Tom Hobson. I came tonight. I tend to agree with what these other two gentlemen, Mr. Bongiovanni.
Just speak into the mic, sir. The acoustics is not so good in here.
What the other two, Mr. Cody and Mr. Bongiovanni, have said about not knowing. And I think that is part of why I'm here. I know this isn't about the assessments, but my assessment went up 45%. It's my belief that the city hasn't taxed enough. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's my belief because our expenditures are very high and my taxes are lower than they've ever been on any home I've owned. Now, a lot of people don't want to pay more taxes. They don't want to hear that. But it's my belief in the past 20 years we haven't been paying enough, which has brought us to where we are today.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions from members of the public? Yes.
Just want to respond to that.
Your name, please.
My name is Stacia Heiler. Come on over to Ward 9, to our neighborhood, and we can tell you how much we paid in taxes living in the city of Warwick since 2006. Okay, one-third, for those maybe that aren't well educated on how it works, one-third of the city of Warwick carries the tax burden for everybody else.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Stacia.
So, I just want to piggyback.
No personal a tax on anyone.
It's not a personal
attack. He's entitled to his opinion as you're entitled to yours.
I did not personally attack anybody. I responded to his comments, okay, about how he said
that. He's entitled to his opinion without someone taking him up. And so are you.
And so am I.
You are allowed to do so.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous what how some people think. So also, as far as...
Do you have anything to say about this item?
I do. I think you should have a five-year forecast.
This item.
Okay? On any single item that you have before you from now until the budget is passed, if you don't have a five-year forecast in front of you on how much anything is going to cost, how much is coming into the city, the cost of health care, what's it going to mean for the taxpayers, you shouldn't be voting on anything right now. You shouldn't even have any bids before you.
Okay, so you just issued a blanket comment on all the bids, correct?
On this bid.
Thank you. You just said on all the
bids.
No,
I corrected myself. It's on this bid.
All right, great.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Any other comments? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Okay, thank you, Councilman. Just want to point out, we have, for the benefit of my colleagues here present on the council, we have run all the numbers as far as the individual items go and the monies are in the account. Moving on, fireworks. Item number, Gatsby Day fireworks. There's no number here.
26.
It is 2019-259. And that is found on page 26.
Thank you, Finance Chair.
Thank
Committee
you.
Members, my name is Karen Jedson. I'm the Director of the Department of Tourism, Culture, and Development. I'm here before you this evening to bring to you the results of the bid process regarding fireworks for the 2019 season. Should the council choose to continue the tradition of offering fireworks this season, I offer you the following information. The department received one bid in the amount of $7,750 from Pyrotechnico Fireworks for bid number 2019/259 Gatsby Days Fireworks. The event date is slated for June 1st with a rain date of June 2nd. Pyrotechnico Fireworks was the sole and lowest responsible bidder.
Karen, we had a lot of conversation on this last year about the fireworks, about the size, the amounts, inventory, who's checking it, coming off the trucks, who is making sure that everything was dispensed, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not going to belabor these items to regurgitate the same questions. I'm just going to ask you one question. Are you following the same protocol of the responsible activity regarding these fireworks, from the inventory control to the size of the tubes, or be 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, who's doing what, and someone is there at the end taking inventory to make sure what we paid for ended up in the sky and not in someone's truck?
Yes, yes, okay. We are, and I can just elaborate on that a little bit. The fire department
just kinda... speak into the mic, please.
Yes, the fire department does do a report pre and post event, and both were checked and everything was accounted for.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, we ask that you table this cost to the Warwick taxpayer. We don't understand how you can approve any sort of expenditures without a full understanding of the impact on our community. Due diligence is not being made at this point, and we ask that you commit to that due diligence. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions from members? Sir.
I tend to agree with what the last gentleman said, because the expenditures may and taxes may not be known. Maybe my previous comments were misconstrued. I think that because we haven't had an even spread of the tax burden, that over the past 20 years we haven't been able to keep up. So we're spending more money, but we're not taking in more money equally. That's my only concern. So if we're spending more money, We need to know how much we're taxing, and we need to spread the tax burden out equally among the citizens, whether you make X amount or X amount. Fairness, that's all I'm asking for. So I think that they have a good point when they say let's not approve more expenditures until we know what the revenue is and have a plan. I agree with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none.
Yeah, we got one.
Sorry? Please.
Hi, Cindy Farah. You know, this kind of reminds me of when I get my flyers in the paper on Sunday, and there's all things in there I want to buy, but I know I don't have the money, so I rip up the flyer. We can't afford anything. We can't afford to spend more money. This is crazy. It's like five-year-olds spending money they don't have. We don't have the money. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is crazy. Have you not read the articles written? Have you not attended the meetings that I've been at? We don't have the money. And the money that we do have, we spend recklessly. Recklessly. And you can ask Ed, because I mail him stuff all the time of money being wasted. We need to clean house and get this place in order before we start approving more stuff. Maybe we don't have fireworks. Didn't they just cancel the air show or something because they couldn't afford it? Maybe we need to start doing that. This is crazy. If I ran my house the way we ran this city, I'd be in bankruptcy court, which is where we're going to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen. Karen, could you come to the mic, please? Where is the revenue coming from to pay for these fireworks? Is it taxpayer dollars, or is it coming from elsewhere?
The funding used for the fireworks bids comes solely from visitor tax, imposed on our tourists and collected by our hoteliers, used solely for destination promotion, per General Law 4263-1. In turn,
thank you. Again, I will remind everyone, the acoustics in this chamber, while it's a beautiful chamber, the acoustics are awful. So I have to absolutely insist that any conversations that take place outside, not in the council chamber, because it's just totally disruptive. Thank you. I appreciate your cooperation on that. Thank you for the information, Karen. Any other questions? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-34, found on page 29. Karen?
Yes, for the Independence Day fireworks slated for July 3rd, bid number 2020-006, we did not receive any bids. We, in turn, went out to bid for a second time and also did not receive any bids for July 3rd on the requested date. We did, however, receive two bids for the date of July 7th. With the rain date of July 12th. In accordance with bid number 2020-034, we would ask the council to consider if they wish to pursue Independence Day fireworks for July 7th. The department would suggest using the lowest responsible bidder, Atlas Pyrovision Entertainment, for $13,000.
Any questions from members of the committee?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
If I can just, Mr. Chairman, if that's
all right. Sure, please.
Thank you. Karen, again, this revenue is from the tax collected from the hotels and the visitors?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public?
Mr. Chairman, regardless of the funding...
State your name for the record again, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Jay Bongiovanni. I represent the Warwick Financial Crisis Committee. Regardless of the funding methods, a penny saved can go elsewhere, can it not?
No. Those dollars, Karen, explain to where those...
Can they be put to better use? So they're for fireworks, and that's it? It's labeled fireworks.
Excuse me. We're going to maintain decorum in this chamber, okay? Sir, you can ask her a question through me.
Yes, sir.
Please speak into the mic. I don't mean to be disrespectful. It's just very difficult when we have conversations going all over the place.
And if I understand.
If someone turns...
You don't have to say anymore. I understand.
But maybe others don't. And if you turn to talk to someone behind you, we may not hear it. Okay. Thank you.
And I thought you asked her a question, and I should interact with her. I apologize.
Okay, no problem. Karen, can this money be used for fixing potholes or buying fire trucks or police cars?
No, sir.
Okay.
It is for tourism promotion, so to generate more business visitation.
Correct. Yes. For tourism promotion.
Correct.
For economic stimulation, to encourage folks to come to the city.
Great.
People who come to the city and watch fireworks spend money at Oakland Beach. They spend money at City Park. They spend money wherever they are through the city, right? Thank
That's
you.
That's right.
Sir.
Mr. Chairman, we're looking for your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want to fund issues that are going to be catching us in the forefront behind the eyes. Please, we're looking for your leadership. We're looking for the committee's leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Sure.
Councilman Howell made a point about the funding source, and I think, you know, too bad it didn't come out prior, but maybe going
actually, Roy, to interrupt you, I asked the question last fireworks bid.
Well, the question is, going forward, could we maybe ask whoever comes up to this mic the funding source for any item that they may be asking money for? If it was really put out there by Councilman Howe, this funding source was outside of the scope, it was came from tourism dollars, maybe it might be good if the source, funding source, taxpayer dollars. Let's hear something like that, and maybe can drive a point across the way this money's coming from.
Thank you. Yes.
Hi, Cindy Farah. So if I understand this correctly, you're saying that the money that's generated from the Tourism Council is the money that we're using for fireworks. So then I'd like to know why we don't take the money from the Tourism Council and fund regulating Airbnbs like I was forced to, because that could generate more money. So why don't we take the money and instead of having fireworks, why don't we send some letters to all these illegal Airbnbs and make some money off them and quit having me being the only person that spent $2,000 4 years ago, the only person held to a standard. Why don't we do that? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none. Sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The monies collected with the tourism industry, can that be reallocated into our budget?
I don't believe so. No.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Counselor.
State law 4263.1-4 governs the use of funds for this particular account. And it's itemized there.
Thank you. Need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-007.
For National Night Out.
I'm sorry, Karen, that's found on page 33.
Oh, sorry. For National Night Out, the date of August 6th, which is the first Tuesday in August, bid number 2020-007. The department received one bid in the amount of $7,999 for pyrotechnics fireworks.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
2020-008, City of Warwick Public School Medical, Pharmacy, and Dental Insurance Benefits. You've heard my comments. Counselor?
There was prior commentary and communication regarding the State Open Meetings Act and the components required under it. Under 42-46-6, Sub D, Reading from the end of the paragraph, nothing contained in this chapter requires any public body to hold an open foreign session to entertain or respond to any topic, nor does it prohibit any public body from listening to comment at any time at such an open forum session. So the indication that we're required to have a public forum at this time is inaccurate.
Okay. So we have no one here to answer any questions. We don't have answers, or I don't have, I'm not going to speak for my colleagues, an answer to questions I have asked. So consequently, we are going to make a motion to hold. We need a motion. And we'll hold that until May 20th. May 20th. Okay, so I tell you what. So let's get the public comment. You want to make some comments? We're not going to answer any questions because we don't have perhaps probably the answers, and certainly the people that are involved in the bid would need to address those questions. I'm going to ask you to limit your questions because come again May 20th, you're going to be able to ask all the questions you want to the people that will be here in attendance. So let's just work together on this. Otherwise, we can just stay here till midnight. But let's just work together on it. Come on up. And if this just goes on and on and on with the same information, then I'm going to have to secure it. But please, just go ahead.
Thank you, Councilman Lattisaw. I think it's important that as the Finance Committee, it's still important for you to hear from the public, from the taxpayers, what we ask of you before even thinking of looking at a bid like this bid 2020-008. What you should know. And so I won't even ask the questions. I'll just read off what I had prepared as statements.
Fair enough.
Okay, thank you. What you should know is, what is the current OPEB unfunded liability? What effect...
Excuse me, Station, one
yes.
minute. So when you're done asking your questions, and I don't mean...
I'm not even asking questions.
Or your comments?
I'm just commenting.
Could you just email those to me?
I'd be more than happy to.
Your concerns.
I'll send it to the entire City Council.
Thank you. Okay.
What is the current OPEB unfunded liability? What effect is this health care cost increase going to have on the unfunded OPEB liability? How many retired city employees are there today? You should all know that number. Does this $1.1 million increase in health care include the city retirees? I know the answer. I know you all know the answer. You should know the answer. How much do retired city employees contribute to their health care costs? I know the answer to this. I hope you do. The city has a max tax increase. What percent of our city's maximum tax increase does this $1.1 million health care increase translate into? Is this $1.1 million increase in health care costs before or after the percent that's paid by active city employees? What is the percent the active city employee pays towards their health care broken down by municipal, police, and fire? This is something that the entire City Council should know. I know the answer. I hope you know the answer. At the very least, all three city bargaining units aren't paying the same towards their health care costs. Why? If municipal was paying 20%, like police and fire, how much would this save the Warwick taxpayers? What does a single plan and a family plan cost? What is the annual premium amount paid by city employees for individual and family plans? What is the copay amount paid for city employees for doctor visits, which include primary care and specialist visits? What is the copay amount that city employees pay for every emergency room visit and hospital room stay per day? Does the $1.1 million increase in health care include a prescription drug cap, which is currently $300 for an individual plan and $600 for a family plan? So just for everybody that doesn't understand this, right now, for every city employee, they have a cap on how much they pay for their prescription drugs, $300 for individual and $600 for family. Once they go over that max cap, the taxpayers pay for it. Last year, the city budgeted $4.2 million for prescription drugs. How much will prescription drugs cost the Warwick taxpayers this year? Has the city administration provided the city council with projected health care cost increases over the next 5 years? If not, why not? And how are you supposed to determine the impact of these health care cost increases if you have no idea what they are and how they're going to affect the Warwick taxpayers, especially over the next 5 years? Does the new fire contract address any of these issues associated with increasing health care costs? If the new Warwick fire contract doesn't address any of these increasing health care costs, you need to table it, go back to the drawing board, and start all over again until you do. Will you demand from the administration a five-year forecast of expenses, including health care, while sending the current proposed Warwick fire contract back to the drawing board? So I think you have enough on your plate that's destroying the city of Warwick. It's on the city side of business. Will a charter review save taxpayers money? It doesn't. You know it has to be done. Stop avoiding the issue. If you don't address these massive escalating costs that are leading the city towards bankruptcy, if we're not already there, the bottom line is you are knowingly and intentionally sabotaging the city of Warwick. The charter review is a farce. It's a diversion away from the real problems in Warwick, which are pensions and health care. The charter review will do nothing to address this issue. And lastly, the school department, yes, they have their problems, but the major problem is on the city side of business. I'm done.
Stick your comments to 2020-008.
I'm done. I have one more sentence. So the major problem is on the city side of business. So please stop the diversion tactics and please man up to the changes that are needed to fix this city. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
Do you have a five-year forecast?
I said earlier, we are not going to take any questions on this item.
I'm asking only because if you do not have a five-year forecast by May 20th, how are you going to be able to entertain the health care issues?
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Would you answer that, please? Can you answer that?
The five-year forecast, I do not have.
Will you have it by May 20th?
We'll see.
Then I ask you, please table the health care issue until the committee can offer due diligence and analysis. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Chairman?
Sir.
Dan Pesatero from Ward 1. I came from a school department of many years, and at the end of each year, we used to have an audit to find out our status. Do you people usually have an auditor go through the status of Warwick and what will happen a year from now, or if you're over your heads, or if you're even Steven? If not, maybe you should look at whatever auditor you have or have an audit every year, so that you know your status and all these questions these people are asking, you'd be able to answer, whether we're over our head, when we're in trouble or what. And I know we're in trouble, so my question to you is, do we have an audit every year? Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, need a motion to hold PCR. This will now be PCR 7219, hold until May 20th.
Motion to hold on May 20th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2020-010. Yes, it was PCR 7219. Found on page 42. Hello.
Good evening.
Go ahead. State your name for the record, please.
Kyla Jones, tax collector. Tonight I'm presenting to
Kyla, speak into the mic and louder, please.
Tonight I'm presenting to you bid 2020-10 collection services for taxes and rescue fees. The city's previous contract was awarded to Rossi Law under bid number 2016-4. This was a 6-12 contract extension with terms of July 1st of 17 to June 30th of 19. That original bid had four vendors submitting, one being disqualified for not meeting the specs. Bid 2020-10 was opened on March 27th and 19 with five vendors submitting their bids. The vendors were Municipal Collection Agency, Law Office of Janet Goldman, Inc., Rossi Law Office, Quality Asset Recovery, and LifeQuest Services. Municipal Collection Agency is the recommended vendor as the lowest qualified bidder for bid number 2020-10. They bid 12% for non-litigation and 25% for litigated cases. MCA has been in business since 1992 and are currently the only Rhode Island-based vendor on the State of Rhode Island's Master Price Agreement. Their bid came in the same, actually, as it would have under the MPA. Municipal Collection Agency has experience with rescue billing and are currently working with ComStar, which, as you may know, ComStar is currently under contract with the City of Warwick for the rescue billing. In this bid, any legal fees that are incurred will be charged directly to the delinquent taxpayer by the awarded vendor and will not be charged to the City of Warwick. There's two funds that will correlate this billing. The tax collector's is 22360 and rescue services is 304404.
So Kyla, this is a percentage-based expense.
Yes.
Meaning that if they don't collect anything, they don't get paid anything.
That's correct.
So the taxpayer does not incur any exposure unless the tax collection agency, be this one recommended from you folks, municipal, collects past due tax in water bills and sewer bills?
Just motor vehicle and personal property taxes.
Okay. So we're paying from varying percentages a fee to a tax collector, in essence, is what it is.
Right, so the delinquent taxpayers, say they're a year past due, usually it's 2 years past due, mm-hmm. Their interest percent through the city would be 24% interest, whereas we'd only be paying 12% of what's collected. So the city's still continuing to collect their principal and some of the interest.
And how much did we collect this previous year?
For the full FY18 or for FY19 to date?
Let's go to date.
To date, $265,000 was collected through Rossi Law.
Okay. And how about in 2018?
$660,000.
How much?
$660,000.
So 2018, it was $660,000?
Yes.
And 2019 to date is how much?
$265,000.
And the collection agency that's handling that only gets paid their percentage of that monies.
That's correct.
And had we not engaged their services, we probably would not have collected any of it.
Most likely not.
If it had to be turned over, they weren't paying, right?
Yes. People are more apt to pay an attorney's office when they send them a letter rather than when the tax collector sends them a letter.
And when we implemented several years ago the new procedure regarding past due water sewer bills, as an example, I believe the number within a period of several years that we collected was in excess of $4 million, correct?
That's correct.
So, as you can see, we are doing our due diligence. Any questions from members of the committee? Sir?
Yep. Just once again, this is a contracting service. They go out. What they make is what they can collect. So it's beneficial for them to go after and collect more, and it's beneficial for the city to bring it back in.
Yes.
Brian, did you want to comment?
I did.
Okay. Sorry. State your name, please.
Brian Sylvia, Finance Director for the City of Warwick.
I just wanted to clarify on rescue collections piece, which is on the account that was listed, was 304-0404 for rescue services. This is, this is a new practice. This is a new initiative started by the administration, the mayor, to go after and be aggressive with this receivable that's on the books. So this is a new service. We had to set up a new account. That's not going to be the account. I wanted that noted. The actual account's going to be 302-0408.
0408.
Correct.
And that's where the revenues that are collected, that's the account they're going to?
That's going to be the cost. So it's the same function as Kyle was detailing. Some of the revenue come in and the percentage, the cost of the collection, that 12%, will be paid out of that account.
I see. Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions, comments from members of the public? Brian, did you have something else?
I'm sorry, one other thing too. We would like to request...
Into the mic, Brian.
Sorry, we would like to also request an amendment changing the term to 1 year to coincide with the rescue billing contract that was done to ComStar. This being a new program, and just to make sure everything is up on the up and up with it, we'd like to have it correspond with that and do a 1 year term.
And this is following in the path that you established a little earlier with these 1 year bids and
that's correct.
Completing at the same time. Okay.
Thank you.
That'll be PCR 7319. So 2020-010 now becomes PCR 7319. Sir.
Will the prices be uniform?
Will what?
Are we cutting in half because it's a 2 year term?
Yes, we are planning.
So it's a 1 year, so we're cutting the half. So we gotta change the number on that.
Thank you.
So the number's gonna change 250,000 and 75,000. Correct?